We got a lot of dumb points today, and what happened at work this week from Michael, and of course our new segment, because Logan kept on saying that, you know, not everyone works, so it's like, just have what happened this week. So yesterday I made what happened this week moment, so.
You made a new one?
Yeah.
No, you made a, oh man, I gotta hear another
Did
one
Did we get any
things?
Emailed ones?
No, also, like I said, if you have any dumb moments or what happened at work this week or what happened this week or Charlie talking on the phone to someone while there, please send your email or complaints to hello.
Okay, excuse that.
We don't really have voicemail. Anything to text.
Some voicemail, I don't know.
And, of course, Charlie has an upcoming interview with Gary Cogill.
Cool. Yeah, that's going to be an hour long. I got to think of some questions.
Well, he's going to go see Slumdog Millionaire, so that's going to be pretty good. So he's getting up on his movies.
Yeah, I better get up on it. He's going to, like, quiz me. Have you seen this? No. Have you seen this? No. Have you seen this? I didn't really want to see that. Have you seen this? No. He's going to be, what kind of movie review show do you have? Well, just the one where I just look at the trend and say, no, that sucks.
Hey, that's the way you got
to
do it.
I'm not like you. I'm not about to sit through a two-hour film of Shopaholic.
Oh, man. Ooh. Well, Christina, of course, my girlfriend, she wants to go see Friday the 13th today. And Logan's like, yes!
Not really. Sarcasm.
Shit,
I'm
going to
be the one screaming
sarcasm.
In the background, going, yeah!
That's probably not something you want to admit on air.
Yeah, right.
I'm the one that stays real.
I'm not afraid to
be
admit.
A voice actor.
I'm not afraid to admit things. But all right, so let's start off with our now the laptop's up and running. Let's start going on some dumb moments.
Oh goody!
What's going on?
3, 2, 1. Prepare for the crazy chipmunks.
Yeah. It's not working.
We're having some technical difficulties. Always in the studio at KDEC, but that's cool.
Only here on the Oval City Comedy Hour we get technical
difficulties. It's Friday the 13th.
Hey, you know
it's
why?
It's Friday the 13th, so.
That's true. Right,
you guys want to know why we're having technical difficulties?
Because you stink.
I have the laptop on mute.
Brian!
Oh, jeez.
Well, that is okay, so half the world didn't hear half the show. So we might as well go around, right? Oh, man. Wow.
And there was the crazy chipmunks. Brace yourself for more later.
So, Charlie, why don't you tell us about your dumb moment?
Okay, well, Wednesday, I have a friend here, and she told me to meet in the library, and I went up, saw this, you know, saw girl sitting down at table studying, and from the back, I thought, well, this was my friend. So I come up to this girl, and I say, hey, Mimi, how's it going? And the girl turns around, it's not Mimi.
Oh, man.
So, I was pretty embarrassed right there.
Well, that happens to Michael, but usually it is the girl. They just kind of be like, who are you?
Yeah, that's not funny. That's not funny.
Ryan, that's a bit pushing it.
Yeah, that.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
That's a new one.
That's from...
We should play that from now on.
Yeah, that's a definite. That'll replace the dumb moment.
Well, how
thing. You're stupid there.
Well, how about you, Michael? Do you have a
dumb moment? One of these days, I'm gonna break that computer.
Logan's already done half of it. So I mean, and my dog. So
that's a
corner.
It's a tiny piece that can fall off.
Anyway.
All right, what's your dumb moment?
Well, I got a dumb moment. I got a few what happened at work this week. But probably the stupidest thing I did this week, well, the past couple of weeks, actually, there was a house we went to, and they had this little dog, and I didn't see it. It was, like, hiding in the bushes, and... it had, like, a little fluffy tail. It looked like a rabbit. And, that thing scared the crap out of me. Because it came running out of the bushes when I walked behind the bushes. It came bolting out. and it had a really loud, like, deep bark, like a big dog, and I thought there was a big dog back there. I just about jumped over that fence trying to get out of that yard. And then I turned around on top of the fence, and there's that little dog there. And I was like, holy crap, I thought that was a rabbit. So, yeah, that's probably the stupidest thing I did this week.
Words of wisdom. Oh, look, man, before you leap.
Exactly. That's.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what kind. I mean, I saw a bobcat when I entered school today. There was a bobcat outside.
Where?
It was out in front of the circle near the flags.
Oh, man.
He was looking for the ducks.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably
had a fuse.
So, anyone else had a dumb moment? Logan, or?
Not really a dumb moment.
Taylor got a hamburger at the school. They forgot to take the wrapper off the cheese and he ate it.
What? Wow, and I thought
Michael, didn't say what happened to you one time, remember?
Yeah, no, it was similar. The sausage, that was horrible.
I thought my school was bad with cafeteria food.
Yeah, well, I was cutting up a piece of sausage quite a while back. That was, what, last year? Like October or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was cutting up the sausage and I thought I only had one wrapper on it. Well, I was wrong. There was two. There's the clear one that everybody sees. It has a little scanning bar and everything else. And then there's the one that's
ultra clear.
No, it's brown. It matches the sausage. I was like, how stupid is that? Make it red or something so you know. Hey, that's not sausage. Don't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb moments over the years.
Yeah, that was a definite dumb moment, and I hope that never happens again.
Well, Michael, you have what happened at work this week.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
What's your what happened at work this week moment?
Well, I saw another golf cart lady. That was pretty funny.
Oh, why don't you tell us about that one?
Well, it was this lady, and I mean, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but she was overly large for the golf cart she was in. And, you know, normal golf cart can reach up to about 10, 15 miles an hour. That thing, I mean, she had her foot to the floor, and it was going maybe 2. So, I mean, the thing was... It was weighed down pretty good. Man. And I'm not sure if she was, you know, close to being blind or anything, but, like, her glasses looked like they were
falling,
like,
off.
3 inches thick.
Man.
I mean, they were extreme Coke bottle glasses there.
Well, what happened about the rose bush you've been telling us about?
The evil rose bush. I was walking by the bushes in this house, you know, dusting the weep holes. And
Michael's an exterminator works with an exterminator company. No one knows. So
yeah. Anyway, I'm walking by the, you know, walking in front of the bushes there, and apparently, some of the thorns got stuck in my pant leg, and I didn't realize it, and it was right above my boots. And I turn around to get back out of the bushes, and I guess I stepped over the thorn bush or something. And it ended up wrapping all the way around my leg.
Ooh.
So I had about 30 thorns go right into my leg all the way around.
Ooh.
And I couldn't just turn around and, you know, get it back out. So I had to cut it off.
Ooh.
And the customer standing there, I mean, it was his last service. And he was getting kind of rude because I cut his thorn bush.
Yeah.
And I was like, sir, I'm... I'm kind of in pain right now. I don't really care about the bush. It'll grow back. I mean, I got 30 thorns stuck into my leg here, and you're complaining about a bush.
That's horrible.
But, yeah, that was definitely a dumb moment. I really have to watch where I'm going. And then, on top of that, I walk around the corner around this gigantic holly bush tree thing, and come walking around the corner. I'm dusting the weep holes again, and there's a big casement window. Mm-hmm. I just love those. They stick out 3 feet from the wall. Didn't see it. Smashed right into that.
Ouch.
And then two houses later, came around a corner in the backyard, and there was a shed there.
Yeah.
Didn't see that either.
Michael, I think
missed a shed?
You need to permanently wear your glasses, Michael.
I'm wearing my contacts. That's the thing. I'm wearing my contacts. I can see better with my contacts. And, I don't pay enough attention walking around those corners.
No, you don't. You daydream too much about reading Twilight like 8 times.
Hey, that's not funny. I get bored, all right? And it's not 8. I can't read books that many times in a row. That would drive me nuts.